wrote The Conquest of the Aztec Empire, which became a big bestseller back then, and he wrote The Conquest of the Incas. So one night, after about a year in this process, I was reading this book, I was reading his book, or preface to his book. It basically said that he spent 2.5 years researching these chronicles before he started to write. And once he started to write, it would take 2.5 years, and it took him about 5 years to write The Conquest. And I felt kind of chuffed at the time, because in the end it took me 3 years. I figured, well, I beat this guy by 2 years. Of course, he was blind, so. So I should have spotted him in 2 years there. But his book is actually still in print. In fact, I was in a bookstore last night. His name is William Prescott. The book's in print like 160-some years later, because it's still a classic. It's outdated now, and you know, a lot of information has been discovered since then. So, but that was the last book that has been written. So another problem I had was that I was going to write about the modern story, but the more I read about it, to understand the history of Vilcabamba, this rebel capital in the jungle, and the discovery of Machu Picchu and that kind of thing, it seemed like you really kind of needed to know more about the capture of Atahualpa and who Francisco Pizarro was. And actually, Francisco Pizarro came with 4 brothers. It was 5 Pizarro brothers that had conquered Peru. In total, it was 168 Spaniards who conquered an empire of 10 million. And it seemed like you needed to know that backstory before you could understand the modern story, looking for Machu Picchu, looking for Vilcabamba. So I started to write the book, and I sent off a chapter to the editor there, Simon Schuster, and it was about the book opens with a chapter on discovery of Machu Picchu. And then chapter 2 goes back 500 years and starts to tell the story of the conquest of Francisco Pizarro and who these Spaniards were. And that kind of thing, and sent off another chapter, and my editor sent back, said, yeah, keep on sending these chapters, looks good. And about chapter 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, I was still writing about the conquest. I was really getting kind of nervous there that they would get upset there at Simon Schuster. And make a long story short, I ended up writing the whole epic of the conquest of Peru from scratch, using all these documents that had been unearthed in especially the last 100 years. And more and more, even though it's 500 years after the fact, there's still Spanish documents that were written in the 16th century that come to light all the time in these archives, like in Spain, because they're gigantic, and people go through them, and manuscripts that were written 500 years ago still pop up, and they have all kinds of new information. So I was able to make use of those. So eventually, that's what happened. I had told the entire story of the conquest of Peru, but updated it by having the modern discovery of Machu Picchu and the search for Vilcabamba and that kind of thing.